This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us from delivering powerful, meaningful, and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with Macca and myself, Tass.
Thanks, Tass. Our next guest, Ricardo Consalves. Now, Ricardo, to long-standing Joy members, might remember you as Ricky G.
I do. G'day. I remember you as Ricky G.
How long ago was that, Ricardo?
That was, well, I was 25, so...
But you're only about 28 now, aren't you?
Yeah, right. No, so I'm 40. So there was, I lived in Melbourne back between 2004 and 2007, and so I was working down there as a journalist for Sky News and Channel 9 on weekends. And because I was kind of new in town, I just wanted to make some friends. And I thought, oh, how am I going to do it? How do I fit it in? And how can I contribute to the community at the same time? So I thought, oh, let's give Joy a go. So what I did was I did the breakfast news reading shift as Rick G. So it wasn't, technically it wasn't Ricky G, it was Rick G.
Rick G, sorry.
Rick G.
Yeah, it was Rick G. And it was from, I'd get in at about 5.30, finish at 9, but the scoop is that I actually didn't tell my bosses at Sky News that I was doing it because I was afraid that they would say, you're not allowed, because technically my shift started at 9 at Sky. So, So I secretly went into the South Melbourne studio, did the shift and quickly ran to Channel 7, which is where Sky News was based. But because I was my own... I was the only Sky News person there. I technically had no boss. I was always getting in about 20 to 30 minutes late, two times a week. No one asked any questions, and no one really knew I was doing it. And I was purely doing it for me, to give back and to have the opportunity to meet some new people.
And, you know, Joy has been the launch pad and the learning place for so many media personalities, journalists, broadcasters, producers over the years. I mean, you're lucky... Ricardo, you know, you work for SBS and you probably know we did quite a few broadcasts during Mardi Gras from SBS, and that was facilitated by your CEO at the time, Mike Abeid, who was a fantastic supporter of Joy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and I think SBS did a great job with Mardi Gras when we were involved in the broadcast. But in saying that, our current CEO, James, he's also a very big supporter of diversity. He's involved in all, and when I say diversity, I mean diversity in all of its forms and shapes. So not just for the LGBTIQ plus community, but, you know, the multicultural community, people of different faiths, all that sort of thing. But, you know, an example of James being involved, for example, he would participate and take part and come to the LGBTIQ plus awards. He also comes to the AWEI awards as well. So he's actually visible. And I think that's pretty important for leaders as well, that they don't just talk the talk, they walk it as well, and they take part, they get involved with the community, whatever part of that diverse community it is, because I think that visibility is very, very important.
And if I might ask, Ricardo, in terms of, you know, reporting, you know, for, you know, working for SBS, which is, you know, publicly funded, but SBS also does have advertising. But it is an independent organisation, and your ability to report, I always say, well, you know, if you actually watch the ABC news or the SBS news, you're actually getting news. You're not getting opinion. You're getting news. Is that important to you?
Absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be there. And coming from a, I've actually got a commercial background. So my first job was at Wind News in Wollongong as an 18-year-old. And then from there, I moved to Channel 7 and Sky News. And then I did a bit of work at Channel 9. So I understand the commercial news aspect. But at the same time, you know, news is independent. When it comes to SBS, you know, the commercial side of things, I don't even pay attention to be honest. And it's not my job. I'm a journalist. Does that kind of make sense? So a lot of people will say, hey, are you influenced? I mean, of course not. A, because I don't really know what's going on in the back end anyway.
Mm.
And I think that's the right thing to do. So management keeps it separate to the editorial side of things because we don't need to know. So it plays absolutely zero impact in my role as a journalist to tell the news. Especially because my background and my speciality on SBS is business news in addition to the world news. So as you can imagine, it's businesses that sponsor.
Did you know
different segments?
Ricky. I remember you as Ricky, I'm sorry, but you actually interviewed me once as a business journalist when I was at Mercedes-Benz.
Now, how long ago was that?
it was a while ago.
Right.
Maybe 15 years ago.
No, it wasn't 15 years ago.
Okay, 12.
No.
Melbourne?
Yeah, it was actually, we did it over the phone. So it was just, talking to me and, you know, there was some images that ran with the story. But anyway, I just remember and I thought... Oh,
now, Ricardo, I have a question for you from one of our listeners. One of our very regular listeners, 317, because we don't know their name, we just call them 317, who first of all says that they loved you, especially when you were a bit cheeky on air. But they want to know, what's Anton really like?
Oh, he is such a horrible person.
Just knew you'd say that.
No, I've actually got a good story about Anton that probably no one really knows, and he'd probably be shy for me to mention it, but I will. When I was at Sky News, I would have been about 28, 29, and I was looking for some advice about, hey, what do I do next in my career? So I contacted a few journalists, and Anton was actually one of those journalists that I contacted.
Hmm.
And he politely said, great, how about we meet in person for a coffee and we can just have a chat? And so he offered up his time, and this just shows you what kind of a gentleman he is. He offered me some of his time, bought me a coffee, and we just chewed the fat about journalism. He gave me a bit of advice about, you know, what potentially I could do next. So he's a wonderful, wonderful human being, a great journalist, and he's actually a neighbour of mine.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Now, because we are in the middle of a radiothon, a fundraising campaign, do you have a message out there for our listeners this morning?
Well, independent news and journalism is extremely important because it allows you to make decisions uninfluenced. And especially as we come up to a federal election, it just shows how important it is because you do need that balanced, unbiased news so you can make your own fully informed decisions. And I think Joy FM is plays a crucial part in that media landscape. I thought it was important enough to be actually able to donate, you know, volunteer my time and participate in the organisation. So dig deep and support it.
Thank you so much, you. Ricardo. Thank you so much. And, of course, we all volunteer our time, and that is a donation, of course. Time is a donation. We all donate our skills, our voices, our minds and all those sorts of things. But we do need a bit of money as
and
well.
And, you know, next time you're in Melbourne, let us know, and you can, if you'd love to, you can come and read the news on Saturday Magazine.
We'd love that.
That would be a lot of fun. I will take you up on that offer.
Fantastic.
Ricardo, thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the rest
of
your day.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.